When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, guys, I regret to inform you that Burrito Guy actually did it.
Oh, my God.
You said it wouldn't happen.
I did say it wouldn't happen. I said there's no way this guy was going to do this.
Yeah, I did.
And he did. So the story of this is that who were they playing, Kansas State?
BYU.
BYU, man. They were playing BYU in the Huckin' Hebrew, and that got all cocky. They got all cocky coming into the Mormon house with no caffeine, no alcohol, and we sent them packing. We gave them an old-fashioned cougar ass-whooping.
So K-State played BYU, and some K-State douche on Twitter.
Like Wednesday or Thursday before that game.
Or on X, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday before the game.
Yeah, we're making a lot of proclamations, like with the, you know, I'll do this if my team loses. Because totally. The Florida State guy said that he would eat like a cup of poo.
Yeah, that was I feel like that was the catalyst for this. Was Florida State guy said that I will eat, I think, dog poo with a spoon out of a Red Solo cup if they lost to Georgia Tech. And then he disappeared off Twitter. Yeah. Well, K-State fan shows up a couple weeks later. He's like, well, if they lose to BYU...
Yeah, he said that he would shove a beefy five-layer burrito in his ass if they lost.
Yeah.
Well, they lost.
They lost.
And they lost handily.
Mm-hmm.
And Buckley and I were talking about that. I thought you were gone, but maybe you weren't.
No, I was here for this.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and Buckley asked, you know, does he actually do it?
Yeah, we're like, no.
We're like, no.
Because after the game, unlike the Red Solo Cup guy, he's tweeting about it. He's like, I'm going to need to go. He even posted a video of him putting a five-layer burrito in his freezer.
Yeah.
And, to make things easier.
I got a working theory on this, by the way.
He likes it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, the guy
he was into it anyways.
The guy said I was going to eat poo, you know.
Yeah, he's not going to do
it. He's not eating poo. Yeah. The guy that was like, I'll shove a burrito up my ass. He just wanted to shove a burrito up his ass. He's needing an excuse. And he's like,
that's a good theory.
That's right.
It's a working theory.
Why else would you do this?
No, there's no other way. I saw someone else. I forget who it was, but someone else. I think it was a fairly known Twitter account, and I forget what team that he was saying, but he's like, if my team loses this week, I am going to eat a 24-ounce T-bone cooked medium rare with a baked potato. You know, it was like, that's the, you just want to do those things. Dude, this guy wanted a frozen burrito up his ass. He didn't have the courage to just put a frozen burrito up there, so he needed some push, so he put it out there, knowing that he couldn't handle the BYU. And now he got to shove a burrito up his ass.
Why did he have to announce it to the world?
Because that's the thing.
Why can't you just do that?
Lack courage. But when there's...
You're by yourself?
He didn't have the guts to do it, so he had to have public peer pressure. You ever do that? Like, sometimes you need people to egg you on, and it's hard to get people to egg you on about shoving a burrito in your ass.
Weirdest bit ever. He found
a loophole.
So he did not disappear off Twitter, as a matter of fact, but he did stop, like, tweeting or something, or I don't know what was happening, but he didn't do it for the longest time, but then he posted pictures of it, and he said, and his pants are around his ankles, and there is a burrito in his ass.
Now, I just sent it to you, Suk.
What he could have done here...
I texted you the photo of his timeline.
What he could have done here is possibly just cut off the tail of the burrito and made it look like there's a burrito in his ass.
It does appear to be a burrito in his ass.
But it's like 85% of the way up in there.
It does appear that. Like, and you're right, you know, it is possible that that is just the end of a burrito in some cheeks.
Yeah.
We can't, but to be fair,
you can't tell.
I don't want a deeper inspection.
We don't need to see that.
No.
You're going to take his word for it?
I'm going to take his word for it, you know.
And he did say his wife found out, and he's in all
cooked
kinds of.
In his works.
Yeah, he's all kinds of cooked.
Can I make a, you know, look, as an amateur sleuth, you know me, I'm very skeptical of anything I see on the internet. I don't think that burrito's up his ass.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he just cut off part of it?
I think he cut off part of it and put it in the cheeks.
Yeah.
You can put anything in between your cheeks.
You certainly can make it look like that.
But that is, dude, that is a big-ass burrito.
That thing's got some girth.
So one of two things here, and this goes back to my working theory. Either that man is experienced and is well-versed in this, and he's had other large objects. There's no way that's a first-timer. There's no way. So either that is a quarter of a burrito in between some cheeks, or that man is a seasoned expert. You know what? He's like, that's like the color of money. He's a pool shark. He walks into a pool hall and is like, oh, what is this game we're playing here? And next thing you know, dude, that dude's cleaning the table. That guy's like, oh, no one could ever shove a burrito up someone's ass. Dude, if that's really there, that dude's had like 72 burritos up his ass. That's an experienced ass burrito right there.
Yeah, and he put a brown bag over his head.
Yeah.
So you can't tell who it is unless you know his ass.
Yeah. I think someone's out there like, wait, I know.
Hey, I am.
Well, and you can tell because he's got like looks like some sort of Afghan in the background.
Oh.
You know.
Look at you investigating the photo.
Yeah, look. If like that was like, because he's got like a K-State like kind of quilted blanket like on his wall. There may be someone out there that knows who this is. Like, you could tell by some context. Like, if that was my buddy's house, and he had it on his wall, I'd be like, wait a minute.
Hey.
My buddy's a giant UW fan.
And I think he's, like, one of those K-State message board bros. Like, yeah. I think he's one of those, like, deeply entrenched in their little online fan community. So someone probably knows who he is in Manhattan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just don't get these kind of bits. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I just... Who... Did his parents just not... Like, just the desperation for attention. Sure. And what's amazing about it is nobody still knows who he is.
No.
Like... You want all this attention, so you feel like you have to go through with it because you just think it's going to go viral and
but
this is great.
Quiet attention.
But it's not. Nobody knows it's you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's like that 3-year Letterman guy. He keeps it quiet. I mean, there's people that enjoy just being kind of internet trolls like S posters, and this guy's an ass poster. You know, either that or, look, he just is a guy that likes burritos in his ass, and he wants other people to acknowledge it. And this would be a way to get your love of ass burrito out into the universe. And if that's the case, man, hey, whatever you're into, I'm not here to judge. Whatever you got going on.
I'm here to judge.
That's
K-State guy. If you were to ask me, what university will this happen at?
Yeah. You're saying
they're in my top two.
Yeah.
Denver, Missouri.
Missouri. Somewhere in Florida. Somewhere in the Tampa area.
Beavs had that weird sheep guy, right?
I did think about that.
He did kidnap a gay sheep.
But sheep
Although
different
than
burrito.
Although
he didn't
do anything with the sheep. He just kidnapped.
How do you know?
Well, that's true.
You don't
I thought
know
he
that.
Tried to do something with the sheep.
I don't think so. I think he just got caught with the sheep in the back of his
Wasn't
car.
He like shirtless though or naked?
No,
or
that was a different guy that got naked stories. And then broke into someone's house. And then when the police like confronted him, he got into a 3-point stance.
Yeah, that's right.
I think those are two separate.
Yeah, I'm conflating stories.
Yeah, you're taking naked guy and you're putting him with the gay sheep.
Guy. Yeah.
And by the way, we're not lying. Those sheep were in a homosexual sheep study at Oregon State University. You can't make that up.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is probably the mayor of Manhattan, Kansas. You know that, right?
Probably.
So do we think... Okay, so your theory I subscribe to, yeah. If he actually...
Went through with this.
Went through with that, there's no question you're right about that.
Yeah. Season vet.
I believe that he faked it, and that's how desperate he is. Like, he felt the pressure to have to go through with it because it went viral.
Yeah.
And he put the end of a burrito in his butt cheeks and made it look like he stuffed a burrito in his bum.
I think more than likely
that's what I think happened.
That's,
because, dude, come on.
Yeah. It's too girthy. Like, if you would have told me that was a taquito, I might buy it, but... That's like going from 0 to 100, and you can't do that. That's a doctor's
visit.
That's
what they say.
A frozen burrito is going to have jagged edges, right? A burrito is not, a frozen burrito is not going to be smooth.
Well, a non-frozen burrito isn't just going to go up there easy either.
No, which I'm saying that there's just no way. The logistics of it don't make sense. I don't buy it.
Yeah, this guy said, I think he just said something stupid. It got out of hand. He hates the Dabo Sweeneys of the world that don't back up their words. He's a hero. In his mind, he probably is.
He probably hates the Florida State Red Solo Cup guys of the world who say stuff like that online
That's
and
right.
don't follow through.
That's right.
His real nemesis.
That's right.
It is sad that...
It's so sad.
And look, I'm not going to say who this is because I don't want to give him any more attention, but I know people in my life... That I'm aware of that will do anything, and I mean anything, to get public attention when it comes to social media. I mean, like calling places to try to get on the news. Like, it is like, I swear, it's like their sole mission is to get noticed. And it's so weird because it's in such a small scale, but I really think that is the new, that's like the fentanyl of the non-junkie world. That sort of addiction to attention.
Social media attention.
Social media
going
attention.
Viral.
Going viral. It is.
I do knew that.
Outside of like the hardcore, you know, drugs. I just can't, I don't remember anything in my life that I've seen that wraps more people into it and destructive behavior, and it doesn't matter at the sacrifice of anything. It's just that. The attention that people crave, it's amazing the lengths that people will go to, including apparently sticking a frozen burrito in your ass because Kansas State loses to BYU. Of all teams, by the way.
Yeah.
A team, well, if you were to pick a team that would be most against a burrito in an ass, it would probably be BYU.
And yet, my most favorite part of the entire saga was after the victory when BYU's social media team just posted a picture of the guy after the big punt return, and it said, Liv Moss. I mean, they leaned right into it.
Hey, that's not okay. That's a violation of church...
Honor code problems
Honor
there.
Code. And as someone that's faced the honor code multiple times, never convicted, can't do those things.
A couple of quick texts here.
Nope.
Vancouver 4 text line. Going viral is one of my worst fears. Yes.
Yeah.
Another one says, this is Deal. Wait until he hears about Photoshop.
Yeah, there's easier ways to do this, man.
And
You know what? That wouldn't be right. This man's got integrity.
Somebody else said, I wonder how Taco Bell feels about this. Can't be good for business. Oh, I bet it's good for business.
Yeah.
It's just they're not going to comment on it, but...
No. No, he's.
They like, can't, but I bet they love it.
Yeah, they love it. They love their burritos.
Yeah, you gotta find something. Yeah, there's got to be something easier, like like a Baja Blast or something.
Yeah, I wonder how he got on this item. There's half a dozen other items on that menu that would be easier than that.
How about a churro?
Yes. Somebody on the Vancouver 4 text line says, "Well, now that we are down this road, what fast food item would you choose? Maybe a yummy churro."
I really think if you're going Mexican food, I think you got to go with a Taco Time. Like they've got like the small, crispy rolled burritos. Things are tiny. They're like taquitos. I think that's the way you got to go.
We'll take a French fry, please.
Oh, there you go.
Gross. God, this is not a good bit. A
little mozzarella stick for Rop?
It's got more girth, but it's shorter. Ugh. Yeah, mozzarella sticks got some girth to it. You might be onto something with the fry, although. Do you have to put like an entire order of fries? You got to get like a grip of fries? What about a Mexi nugget?
All I have are visuals, and it's gross.
Well, you can't do like a Baconator or something. That's just logistically impossible.
What about some mashed potatoes?
Some KFC.
I will put an order of mashed potatoes and gravy.
Put some of the mac and cheese in there, too.
Some Cajun shrimp.
Nacho fry comes with its own lube.
It's got a hook on it, you know?
Gross.
Good idea with the nacho fry. Okay.
If you could never eat meat again unless you kill it yourself, would you go vegan?
Oh, all right.
This is Club 1080 on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.